Odds Deprogram, the podcast where we try to get you into a band. That's right. We've done all the work for you. All you have to do is press play. And I only have one question for everyone here, and you're going to know exactly where I'm going, guys, because there's nowhere else to go. Do you really want to taste it? And yeah, goddamn right, yes. We want to taste it.
Yes. Yes, I do.
We are talking about Wigwam today. And I actually put this on the board, and the first person I thought of when I was like, you know what, let's see what the deal is with this band was you, Fredo.
No.
Surprise, surprise. I mean, you know, again, this is, you know, Go-Go's all over again. This is Baby Shakes all over again. You know, the word fun, I have a feeling, is going to come up a lot. But
yes.
You said yes. So talk to me about why, because I didn't even have to hard sell you. I just kind of said, you know, the band from Peacemaker, you were like, yes. So tell me why you jumped in.
I jumped in because it reminded me. Well, I loved the show Peacemaker. Mm-hmm. Loved it. And part of the joy of that was that it didn't take itself serious. Mm-hmm. And it had, you know, that awesome song. And it was awesome because everybody thought it was awesome. Let's be real. And then the cast doing the dance at the beginning, it was all entertaining. But what got me as I was listening it was that 80s glam metal, you know, hair band kind of, and so, you know, that's my era.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm sitting here, as I'm watching the show and I'm listening to it every week, I'm going, I don't remember this band. I don't know them. And I said, I'm going to look them up. I'm going to look it up. And of course, you know, I'm very easily distracted. Oh, squirrel, let me move. And it wasn't until you brought him up that I was like, oh shit. And even when you said, hey, you want to do Wigwam? I was like, why does that name sound familiar? And then I remember, holy shit, that's the Peacemaker band. So I went and did a deep, what a great band.
This is definitely a Fredo band.
100%, man. I mean, it was just like, holy shit. And as a matter of fact, right up to, you know, two minutes after we started, I was still tidying up my list, and I'm never that guy.
Nice.
You know, by the time we get ready to start, I'm here, and I'm trying to go through Spotify to hear a couple of the songs to get them back, you know, get the juices flowing again, get ready into it. And it's like every song that I got on my list, it's like, all right, let me give it a few more seconds.
Yes.
No, let me... God damn it, I got 5 minutes left. I got 10 songs I still got to go through. And then, you know, I don't have the premium Spotify, so it's like every five, you know, six songs. Okay, time for 3 minutes of commercials. Mm. It's like, come on, son of a bitch, I ain't got this time. But they were so enjoyable, man. I was really glad I jumped on them.
Well, and I'm glad I asked when I did, because I asked right after the Baby Shakes episode. And the next person I probably would have asked would have been the person who, when I asked, you know, what are the greatest TV themes, or what are TV themes that you can't skip? You can't skip the intro ever. Chris, you answered with Peacemaker. And at the time, I had only gotten like, you know, maybe an episode in or something. And like that song had not gotten its hooks into me. But you said, yeah, man, I'm into that. So talk to me. Like what made you go ahead and say yes?
I mean, mostly the same reasons as Fredo. When that, because I knew I was going to like Peacemaker, and I'm watching it, and then that intro comes on, like my jaw was on the floor.
Exactly.
I rewound it. I watched that intro before I even watched the rest of the first episode, probably a dozen times. It was so cool. I'm not a big 80s hair metal guy. But I was also like, wow, I've never heard this band. I don't remember them. And then looking them up and seeing they were in like the 2010s is when they came out.
Mm-hmm. 2001. Like, wow. Yep. That's when they formed. Yeah. 2001.
Like, wow, these guys are really, that's really interesting. I think it's great that they broke up and came back together after the show came out because they got so much new popularity because of it. Mm-hmm. I think that's really cool. And they're touring again and stuff. It's crazy.
Good for them.
But yeah, pretty much all the same reasons. Like, just really loved that song, the vibe of it. After seeing who sang it, I went and listened to a few of them on Spotify. I didn't go through the whole list because, again, I'm not a big 80s, I'm not a big hair metal fan, but I really liked a lot of their stuff. So I'm glad you brought it up while we were doing Baby Shakes. Absolutely. And had a great time with this list. It was kind of difficult.
So, I mean, I'm, you know, let's be broken record here. Same thing, you know, like, I think, you know, I just recently got Max again. So I've watched Peacemaker twice more since, you know, mm-hmm. since like, yeah. I don't know, November, December, wherever, whenever I got it. And every time I watch that, I marvel at that intro. It's just so much mm-hmm. fun. And it's like, it's such a great tone setter. And it's, you know, part of it is obviously the song. And so, unironically, last year or whenever I first watched it, I was listening to that song and like a lot. And I really like that song. And again, not to belabor the point you just made, Chris, I am not a hair metal guy. I'm really not.
Yeah.
But occasion, you know, I make occasions because, you know, sometimes it's fun, you know, and especially for this show, I knew that they would be fun because it is what it is. You said they don't take it too seriously. What's funny is, like, so if you compare it, the easiest comparison would be Steel Panther, right? Because, mm-hmm. you know, musically it's kind of at that same level. But with Steel Panther, it's kind of like they're grinning at you the whole time, right? Like, it's like, haha, we've got all these sex jokes and haha, we're dialing up the 80s hair metal, like the tropes, right? But with Wigwam, I found that the joke is that there is no joke. Like, it's not a joke. Like, they're not necessarily taking themselves seriously, but the joke is that it isn't a joke. Like, no, we're a real hair metal band, and this is the music we make. And right. In a way, like, I like that there's no wink and nod. I like that it fits right in with those, you know, the Poisons of the world, the Wingers of the world. Like, musically, it fits right in with all that stuff without being then and without resulting to, and again, I had fun listening to Steel Panther, but without resulting into like dick jokes every 2 seconds and, you know, right. without being dirty, you know what I mean? So I thought that was just a very interesting thing that I noticed. But we didn't have like a massive discography here, Fredo. And as you said, you're kind of tuning up your list, you know.
Yeah.
Just...
Again, this is my wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
This is my time. And it really, excuse me, it really feels like the band had access to a time machine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Probably played the local circuit back in 1984. Wouldn't realize it's just too much. Let's go into the future 20 years or, you know, 15 years and start pulling out, you know, start recording then and see what happens. And it just, let me tell you, as I'm listening to it, as I'm listening to discography, which again is awesome. A couple of these albums I'm going to probably go and get.
Oh, nice.
Next week, as soon as I got some cash, I'm going to get the hard copy, the physical copy of them. It was just amazing. And I could close my eyes and see them on MTV,
mm-hmm.
you know, right after the Bon Jovi video and right before, you know, the B-52's Love Shack or so, whatever. But I mean, I can see it. I can feel it. I could be there. And trust me, when you get to my age, anything that gives you that nostalgic feeling, man, you're gonna jump into it. You really are.
I love that they can build a nostalgia with just a sound. Because obviously, again, it bears repeating, they formed in 2001. Like they're 20 years behind it. So when you're looking at the major list there, Chris, like what are you looking to bring in? Like what kind of things are you looking to kind of set the table for this band?
I was really impressed by they weren't just a one kind of song sounding band. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of diversity in their music. It's not all just, you know, hard rock guitars and metal. It's I was really impressed by the different sounds of a bunch of their songs. So like with my list, I kind of picked out a lot of the stuff that, you know, this song, I'm like, oh, well, this is another kind of generic sounding hair metal band song. But, you know, oh, but now this song, this has got some little different twist to it. And that's the stuff that really caught me and stuck with me. And that's what ended up on my list. So I tried to make it kind of diverse.
You know, it's funny that you say it like that, because this is the band that's the Tom Sodal of the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, because you can hear a little bit of every influence. You know, the power ballad, the party songs, the straight up rock songs. And so you can tell that they were influenced by anything that would have fallen in that genre at that time.
Yeah. Yeah. There's one song in particular that's most definitely influenced by a certain song, and it's on my list. I'll bring it up in probably the first one.
Yeah. Probably.
So, you know, for me, like, this will make the next part interesting, because for me, I kind of went with vibes. And, you know, they definitely have ballads, so I feel like I had to have at least one ballad. But I feel like I went with what moved me, you know, what made me go, yeah, you know what, this is the band we're doing this week. Yeah. And you know, I definitely noted what you were talking about, Chris, and what you mentioned, Fredo, like that it is the sum total of the 80s. Like I definitely made mental note of that. Like I definitely checked some of those boxes, but I also noted that they brought like some of the sounds were definitely like 2000s. Like it felt like they were playing to, like, I say present day, but you know, whenever they came out, like 10 years ago or however. Mm-hmm. And those ones definitely, like, I don't want to say were the easy passes, but like those were the ones where I was like, you know what? Like if I'm giving this band to somebody, let me give them the 80s sounding stuff, and then they can find the present day sounding stuff on their own. So I definitely went, that's kind of how I balanced out my list. If it didn't make me go rock.
let me ask you guys something. Both of you guys, right off the bat, saying that, you know, you're not 80s guys, which of course you're not. If you have never heard 80s metal, and you heard this band, that this group of songs, would it make you seek out more of that type of music?
Ooh, that's interesting. Go ahead, Chris.
I would say probably, and I probably would find it disappointing.
Oh.
Knowing what I know of, and I don't know a lot about, you know, the 80s, the Poison and the, you know, Rat and all that, other than the stuff that played on Top 40 back in the day. But from what I have heard of them, they were all kind of one-note bands. And these guys are not. So I'd be like, oh, well, these guys are a lot better than those other bands. Yeah.
It's an interesting, like, because you have to do some mental gymnastics to make your question work at its peak. Like, I have to, I have to erase the fact that I knew those bands first, right? Like, so there's that first. And then I have to ask, is this stuff strong enough to make me go, yeah, I want more of that? And I mean, you know, that's the only way to really put ourselves in your shoes, you know, because this band, even though they came out in 2001, basically might as well have came out then. I think the short answer is yes, just because I enjoyed it so much. I don't know. I have no idea whether I would become, you know, hair metal guy. Like I have no idea whether it would really get me, or if like Chris, I'd just be like, ah, no, like these guys were kind of like the ones and I'll stick with them.
See, I think Chris, based on what he's saying, cause I don't know your age, Chris, but I think both of you are products of two things that happened that destroyed metal and only allowed you guys to, only allowed you guys to have really heard the hits. One was grunge. Mm-hmm. And then the second was Beavis and Butthead.
Yes.
because they made fun of these types of bands.
Yeah.
Ooh. And you know, grunge changed the sound, and that's, you know, as you guys were probably reaching your musical
influence. I'm 52. My musical influence was formed way before then.
Okay, so then you lived in,
yeah.
What area are you from?
Upstate New York.
I'm trying to figure out. I'm 57. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm only 6 years older than you. So I'm trying to figure out what music could have influenced you. You know, 6 years after what influenced me. And are you more of a like indie rock guy, like maybe The Cure, The Smiths?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, okay, so then that makes sense.
Stuff.
Okay, so yeah, you wouldn't have been into it at all, because if you'd have been my age, you would have came up listening to the Clash. Well, yeah, you would have heard The Clash, but I mean, you'd have came up listening to REM and Susie and the Banshees. And,
yeah,
things like that. So, okay, so with you, it makes sense. Because you can't, it was called college rock back then. It wasn't indie or modern rock.
Right.
So that makes sense, because you were either one or the other. But for Justin, I think he was definitely tainted toward the fact that that Beavis and Butthead and that grunge made such a blast at this type of music, that his generation didn't really go for it. And if you look at musical history, you'll see the same thing that happens at the end of the 70s and the beginning of the 80s, where people were getting tired of what's called classic rock now. But back then it was arena rock. You know? They were thinking Foreigner was garbage, and Led Zeppelin was garbage, and anybody who played in arenas, you know, Boston and Styx, and they were just like, "Oh, this is all crap, man. This is for the man. Oh, look, punk is there's this punk rock stuff. There's this new wave stuff. There's this different kind of metal that's coming out. That's, you know, that became the new thing, and the arena rock of the day became garbage. But then arena rock made a comeback, you know, and today no one looks bad at it. And you could see that now in the fact that there are people who look back at Poison and at Motley Crue and go, you know what? It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
And they're looking back at bands like Tesla and Cinderella, which ended up getting, and Skid Row, which ended up getting lumped into hair band because of the look, but their music wasn't hair band. So all of that's kind of, you know, over the last few years has been coming back. So who knows? Though, Chris, I will tell you this. I do wish college rock would come back.
Yeah.
That was some good music.
So
yeah, that was some good shit.
A couple quick notes. Number one, yeah, it was 1,000% Beavis and Butthead, because the minute you said that, you know, I'm thinking of that Grim Reaper video where the guy's like making this weird face, and Beavis and Butthead are like, oh, what is this? Ah, I just you got your balls to the wall, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that destroyed it. And here's something that might be interesting to bring up in after the fact. But you'll be familiar with this university, Chris. Fredo went to Siena. So yeah,
my wife went to Siena.
Yeah. So
really,
we'll talk about
what year did she graduate?
92.
Oh, so then she was a freshman my junior year.
Oh yeah.
So we
I graduated in 90. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I love Siena. I got to visit it after 20 years last year when I went to Woodstock. Oh my God, what a beautiful campus.
So we swing through there a few times every now and then when we're up visiting family.
See, there we go. More on that on after the fact if you'd like to hear that conversation.
Yeah. We talk about that shit all night.
Patreon.com/ Oh, hi,
we
Justin.
Got a band to introduce you to.
So, I mean, all this being said, like it sounds like we all have a very favorable opinion on the band, but I feel like there is enough songs that we could be in different corners of this discography, minus like a handful of songs, maybe. So based on that, Fredo, how many do you think we're going to get through unanimously?
Three.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we'll go with the Peacemaker song. We're all going to say, I almost feel like we should just start with that one.
Put it in there and go, this is the number one.
But, right. We'll here's the we'll other see. Nine. Right. But I'm but there was so many songs that for me reminded me of so many different bands. And I loved all of those bands that I couldn't pick. Like my first pass through it, maybe I'll get 22 songs, 23. That's normal. I had like seven songs, six songs off of each album.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is not going to do.
Wow. This is, I think, the first time Fredo's like been in the position of like the way most of us go into these. Usually you come in pretty sure. And, like you said, you don't have a whole bunch of overage and difficult decisions. Mm-hmm. That's me every week, man.
I doing this band, I got a whole new respect for you, which I had respect for you because of the fact that you're willing to do this with any kind of bands. And I think you really need to do the, I don't know if you've ever did Poison or Motley Crue or any of those other bands.
You were on the Motley Crue episode.
Who the fuck remembers? I don't, I couldn't believe that it's been it's been over a month since we did Baby Shakes.
Yeah, seriously.
I thought that was like last week. So I have no time frame and I have no memory.
What's crazy is this is only going to come out like a couple weeks after Baby Shakes.
Yeah.
Craziness.
But I was just lost. And normally, regardless of the band, I know a good chunk of songs that I already like that, I'm going in with 10 songs. Mm-hmm. I got to come up with 10. And a lot of the back catalog is just a matter of, oh, yeah, I like that one. Oh, man, I remember that. And so I end up getting 21, 22, 23, if that. And I just got to get rid of three songs. This one was just, picture it, six songs, six albums.
Yeah, it's 36.
Is that 36? Yeah, it's like, Jesus Christ, I got to get rid of 16 of these songs.
Well,
no.
So Fredo's at three. What do you think, Chris?
I'm going to go five.
Okay. All right. I like the swing of positivity.
Sure. I'm usually the negative one, but I'm going to go higher this time.
Oh, man. See, now I don't know. Because there's the easy, safe pick right in between you all, four.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can go like ultra negative and go one. Mm-hmm. Or I can go ultra positive and go six or better.
Who pulled the ultra positive for Baby Shakes?
That was Justin.
Yeah, let me.
That worked for you, did it? Seven, wasn't
seven.
It?
Seven, yeah.
And you got it. And we were just like, no. Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's right. Seven. Yeah.
So at least as far as this panel's concerned,
who knows?
You're running the streak.
That's true.
One in a row.
You know what? I'm only gonna go one. I'm gonna play Price is Right style. I'm gonna go with six instead of seven this go around.
Pussy.
Well, maybe. But I also don't like the responsibility. So all right, we're gonna take a quick pause, and when we come back, we won't play the game. It's the program. And with that, the name of the game is Deprogrammed. The three of us have come through the wigwam. You know, we didn't work out how to say that, but their discography and plucked out 20 songs that we're now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for you, in case you have never given wigwam the time of day. And look, we already kind of joked that we were going to start here. We can't go anywhere else but here. Like, it's impossible. We're not doing this without this song. Like, the song has to be in. It's almost guaranteed to be the number one. Do you want to taste it?
Yeah.
Duh.
Like, I mean, you know, you still have to, you still have to do it. You still have to ask the right question. But right, we can't do this without that. Like, and again, like, there is 99.9% chance it's the number one. I really just love this song. It's such a great tone setter for that record, and it is an amazing tone setter for this band. So I think it checks every box you can think of when it comes to this band.
Can I tell you, if you take that that opening to Peacemaker and you play this song, it now you're getting a feel of what MTV was first like.
Yeah, very good.
You had that powerful, you had that really catchy song, but you had that visual to go with it that married the two. And this is why, you know, a lot of this was the change in music from being able to play to being good looking. You know, but yeah, I mean, this is, there's no way you can, if you've heard that song originally from the show, there's no way you don't visualize that beginning when you hear it.
And again, sure, maybe this is like one of those situations where, you know, people have heard this song and they didn't give the band a chance. But if you're here listening to this episode and you hadn't, and we didn't have that, I mean, it's Space Hogs, you know.
Yeah. In the meantime, right?
You can't do the Space Hog without. In the meantime, you have to, and it's still a great song. So it's not like, oh, you only took it for because it's a hit. No, I'm taking it because it's great.
Yeah.
You know, and you're right, because it wasn't a hit.
Right.
The whole reason it wasn't a hit is how they got it, you know, as the theme to Peacemaker.
Yep. Yeah. All right, Fredo.
Can I say this is the first time you've ever went first that I can remember?
I always go first.
He always goes first.
Yes.
Okay, well, that shows you exactly what I think of, you know, my memory.
Hey, don't go anywhere, okay?
Yeah. I'm gonna go with what I think would have been the follow-up song.
Ooh.
And it's off the album Hard to Be a Rock and Roller, and that's Turn to You.
No.
Oh man, I hate this. No.
I don't. I think this is gonna be a lot of this.
I always like to be able to save, you know, make the save.
Yeah.
To put it in the conversation. No, I can't save you here. But you're right. I get the feeling that it's going to be a lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Chris?
I'll go with the song I was talking about earlier that has a definite inspiration from an older song. R&R Girl Like You, which I'm surprised they didn't get sued because it sounds exactly like My Sharona.
I got it.
What album is that off of?
Oh geez, I don't know.
I put all my stuff in album order. I try to anyway.
No, I go all over the place.
It's Wigwamania. Wigwamania.
Oh, Wigwamania.
An R&R girl like you.
No.
I also like the double lines around N, which you never see. That made me giggle.
All right, so we got two there. All right.
Yeah, I heard that, and I'm like, this is my Sharona.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, if Do You Want to Taste It didn't exist, there's another thing I like to do where, I mean, it's not, where they nail the sound right out of the gate. So, I just think Do You Want to Taste It does it better. How about In My Dreams?
No.
Oh. And I'm surprised I don't, because that's the other song that was on Peacemaker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
Yep.
On the soundtrack.
Yep.
But you know what? Maybe I need to get that soundtrack.
Into the Bin It Goes.
Yep.
All right, Fredo.
Let's get the ballads out of the way. I've got a couple on my list, and I'm going to go with the one that to me is, this is a GNR type ballad. I could see, you know, the song being 4 minutes and the video being 10, like, you know, like November Rain and mm-hmm. whatever the other one was. And that's My Kaleidoscope.
Oh.
No.
No. We are.
Huh. Yeah. Like I said, I think there's going to be a lot of this.
My Kaleidoscope for Fredo.
My Kaleidoscope.
Yeah.
It's off of Never Say Die.
Never Say Die. All right. Chris?
Nice.
I'm going to go with, I'm a sucker for any song that has a kids choir and amazing drums mixed together, even better. Chasing Rainbows.
Oh.
Yes.
No, but.
I know I have it. Oh. I better have had it. Yes, I do. Yes, okay. I do.
All right. That's another two that hangs out. Mm-hmm. That was, you know. I didn't talk about like my second round of cuts that much. That was one of the harder ones to drop out for me. So, mm-hmm. you know, knock me over with a feather for that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think maybe how about Wrong Can Feel So Right?
Yes.
No.
All right. At this point, we'll take these twos. I should have went one. Wow.
I mean.
All right. Wrong Can Feel So Right. This is two. All right. Fredo?
I wasn't going to play this one, but I crossed it out by accident. Hopefully that's not foreshadowing. But this one had that Bon Jovi acoustic beginning. And it's off Never Say Die, and it's Kilimanjaro.
Oh, wow. No.
Oh, no. That was a late cut, but no.
Yeah, that acoustic reminded me of Blaze of Glory.
Mm-hmm. They got a couple, 2-3 songs like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Chris?
I thought it was neat that every album had an instrumental, and I normally don't keep instrumentals, but since it seems to be one of their things, I wanted to keep one. So The Riddle was my favorite of the instrumentals. So.
You know, I thought about keeping one of the instrumentals too, but I wanted to showcase their vocals.
Yeah.
So,
all right, we need to.
Justin.
Yeah, we need to get some swag here. Well, the thing is, normally I kind of have a feel where everybody is, and I really don't.
I kind of figured it was going to be this way.
Yeah,
I knew if I was all over the place, you guys were definitely going to be all over the place.
Yeah. How about Rock My or Rock My Ride?
Oh, do I? Did I?
Don't tell me I cut that one.
Nah, yeah, I did. That was had to have been a late cut because I thought it was on here, but it's not.
Yeah, that was a late, obviously a late cut for me.
1, 2, 3.
If I thought it still might on it.
All right. Oh. Into the bin it goes. We might need NTP here.
Oh, we're gonna.
All right.
I might have been a stretch at 3.
Maybe. All right, Fredo.
Okay, I'm gonna go with a song from the album Out of the Dark, and this is the only. If this song was the first song I knew or I heard, it would be the only clue that would give me that I would have to say this wasn't an 80s band. And that's Ghosting You.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I got it.
Yeah. Mm.
That one also made the first cut, but.
Yeah. We didn't have ghosting back
right.
then.
Right. Yeah.
No, I thought that was cool. Like, you know, that they're bringing modern language to that, you know, that sound. I thought that was right. That was neat. That was a neat little thing. Ghosting You. I got it. So that's a 2. Mm-hmm. All right, Chris.
This is not a tribute. It is indeed the best song in the world.
I got it.
Nice.
You guys really should just say put the albums next to it.
Oh, yes. I don't have the albums written
down.
No, I don't
have it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Hard to Be a Rock and Roller. All right.
Oh, is that the album?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, no, I don't have it.
All right, back to me, huh? I mean, there's still a lot of gameplay here.
Oh, mm-hmm. They got 6 albums. Yeah, there's tons of gameplay.
But we just all kind of happen to be.
Yeah.
We'll
hit the rhythm.
Okay, along the same line of Ghosting You, I thought this was neat. OMG, wish I had a gun.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Woof.
All right, what does that put us at? We still only got the 1 unit unanimous, but we've got,
yeah.
We're beating Wasp, by the way.
So, are you?
Yeah, Wasp had 0 last year. So
get out of here.
Yeah.
How did you not? How did everybody not have Animal Fuck Like a Beast?
Well, I think I effed that one up. So, all right, Fredo.
All right, let's see. How about off of Wigwaming, Slave to Your Love?
No.
I was listening to that one just before we went on. As usual, I always have like 1 or 2 that I was like, I feel like I got to make way for it. But you don't feel like making those cuts. You don't feel like making those shifts. So
that was me until I got, once I got to 30.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chris.
Well, since you said it, how about Hard to Be a Rock and Roller?
Yes.
I thought I had that one. I do not, but it's got a 2.
Oh, so. Oh God.
All right.
Wow.
Well, again, we kind of figured. Did we get out of the NTP? No, not quite. We're
no, of course
there,
not.
Though. We're almost there, though. We only got if 2 more 2s or, you know, a unanimous or 2, and we'll get there.
We'll make it.
And I still have at least, like, 10, I think. So, dun, 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 dun. How about, this is not a cover, Man in the Moon.
Yes.
No.
Where is it?
All right.
That's another one of their ballads.
Yep. I think that was the one I ended up keeping. I might have another one, but I know, obviously, that one for sure. All right, Fredo?
I thought this song was fun off of a Wall Street. It was 1 Million Enemies.
Hmm. Nope.
No.
As soon as Justin went, I was like, yep. Started crossing it out.
Because it's going to the bin. All right. Chris?
Another one of those neat westerny acoustic intros. Sailor in the Desert Sun.
Oh, fuck.
No.
No? Oh.
Oh, my God.
It's a great song.
It is. It is.
I think what's funny, and we're going to have to talk more about this on After the Fact, too. I think this might be the first real, true deprogrammed experience for Fredo. Like,
yeah, mm-hmm.
we'll talk, mm-hmm. we'll talk about it again afterwards, but I find it intriguing. I find it almost hilarious. All right.
I don't.
Of course you don't. You're living it. How about Wild One?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. Fredo?
Where the fuck do I go? Okay. I'm going to go off of Never Say Die, which I think was my favorite album. And I'm going to look for The Silver Lining.
Yes.
Well, at least you got a two.
Son of a bitch. That's the silver lining.
That is indeed that the silver lining. Is you got a two.
Right.
And I think we just officially got out of NTP. Yep. Worst case scenario, all the twos are in. So,
yeah.
Worst case scenario,
right,
we have our list. All right, Chris?
Well, you know what? It's looking ugly, but I always say, never say die.
Hmm.
Don't
no.
tell me that's... I don't know that one. All right. I won't tell you.
I do not have that one.
No?
No.
No. That was one of the songs I had to cut, because otherwise this list would have been the entire Never Say Die album.
All right. Well.
Yet.
Since this is your first real, true, deprogrammed experience, Fredo, let me ask you a question. Where does it hurt?
I don't have it.
Right on this piece of paper, because I don't have that one either.
All right. Fredo, you're up.
Let me ask you a question. When you started this show, what was the purpose?
To tell
Out of
you,
the Dark is the album, the purpose.
No.
To tell you that I don't have that song.
Yeah, I know that's what it was.
It's Depeche Mode all over again.
Right.
No, we had more.
That is true. We did. All right, Chris?
Yeah, when shows goes like this, I go, well, all I can do is try to make jokes out of titles.
That's right.
You know? I don't think anyone's going to win. I think we're all going to end up high and dry.
I got it.
Hey!
Nope.
I mean, we don't get the unanimous, but now we actually have a conversation on the other end, so.
Yeah.
At least one's going to have to hit the floor.
I'm sending you some freaking, some vibes. You're going to pick this song.
Oh, boy. Well, my guess is that the vibes you sent was not this one, but you do have me feeling hypnotized.
Nope.
No.
All right.
At
this point, I feel like we can't dump out. We have to just keep playing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, yeah. But yeah, we can't dump out. I think we're gonna be playing this game forevermore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah, I do.
I do not.
Of course you don't. Why would you have it?
Oh.
Son of a
well,
bitch.
Shit. I mean, that makes me ask, where do we go from here? I don't know what the album is, but from here.
No. No.
All right. From here is Chris. All right, let me shuffle this up. Make sure everything is all caught up. And then Yes, indeed. I keep passing over this one, and I mean, you know, why? Like, what's the worst that's going to happen? The same thing that's been?
Right.
How about going to get you someday?
Yes.
Yes!
Hey!
No! Wow! Yes!
Wow.
Yes!
I guess I shouldn't have been passing over. Well,
that's what happens with a list like this. You get down near the end and end up with a surprise unanimous.
Yeah.
You know what? One more. One more. This one, to me, sounded like the title sounded like something that Steel Panther would name a song. It's "Can't Get Her Out of My Bed."
I don't have that one.
Nope.
Yeah, we're back to where we normally are.
Yep. All right, let's see. Can't get her.
Should we do a count of how many we got left?
Yeah.
I've got 1, 2, 3.
I got 6.
I got 3.
What just happened? There we go. That's what happened. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, so we've got 3 more rounds before you guys got to dump out.
All right. What was it? You had "Can't Get Her Out of My Bed." There it is. There it is. All right, Chris?
I don't have a joke for this one. Bad Luck Chuck.
I love that one. If I had to guess, that was probably like 21.
Mm-hmm.
I love that one, but I don't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. As that is the way it goes on this episode. I mean, ultimately, it sounds like it's going miserably, but ultimately, when you look at it, it's, I mean, other than not that many unanimous, it's going kind of like how a normal episode would go.
Mm-hmm.
We just have so
not
many.
For me.
Yeah, not for you. How about Dirty Little Secret?
Nope.
Yes.
Hey.
No, I had 4. I'm sorry, because I mistakenly cross that one out.
And look at that. This conversation's getting a little bit jumbled now. All right, Fredo?
I'm going to go with what I thought you were going to say, and it was going to be a lead up to a song title, which is, it's not going so well, but you know, towards the end, it's going to be awesome, and victory is sweet.
No.
No.
How does defeat feel?
Yeah. Feels like that.
All right.
Feels like crossing out another one.
Yeah. Chris?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this was a...
Hello?
Oh, we lost you, Chris. Let me...
Chris, we need you. We can't even...
Oh, you missed my joke.
That's okay.
I'm not going to.
No, it's A. Hey, sometimes you got to. Oh, come on.
I'm not going to do the joke again. So I guess Siri came on or something. So.
Oh.
The Bigger the Better was the song.
Oh, no. Nope.
It wasn't a good joke.
Are any of these a good joke?
Yeah,
oh, by the way,
stand by a couple of mine.
Yeah, they're all kind of hurtful.
Yeah, by the way, I didn't have it.
Yeah, nor did I. So, all right. So, what
two
is
more rounds?
I was okay. So, 2 more and then the dump out. Okay. 1, right. 2, 3. Uh-huh. How about another one I keep passing over? Hard Love.
Nope.
All right, Fredo.
All right. I'm gonna go with another one off wigwamming. And that beginning, and the beginning of it was so Van Halen first album, Daredevil Heat.
Yes.
Okay, well, I can't bring it to, an, you know, what have you.
Yeah, yeah. But right.
Another two, so. I think it was all the desert in the middle for us that makes this seem like it's going worse than it is. All right.
No, it's going all right.
Chris, you're
up. Is this what you guys normally feel like?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fucking sucks.
No, I like it. How about No More Living on Live?
No.
Nope.
No more getting any twos.
Yeah.
Nope. Okay, we got one.
All right. So this is the last chance at, or this is the last round. So last.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Right. Last chance.
Yeah. If you don't have mine, if you guys don't have mine, if you don't say mine now and you guys don't have mine, that's it.
Yep.
I got one.
Oh boy. How about, oh boy. Try My Body On.
Yep, yes. Exactly. No.
Yeah, I had that one.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
All right. These twos are brutal, but... All right. Freda?
By the way, did you know that there was an album that wasn't on Spotify?
Oh, really?
Yes. I think it's called 667, The Neighbor of the Beast.
I like that.
Yeah, and it was actually the first album.
I like that.
All right. This is it, my last song. And I like the way they spelled it. Carlisle.
Nope.
Carlisle.
Nope. Right.
Nope.
Yeah, of course. That's the way for me to end it. Yes. Absolutely nothing.
With a whimper.
Right. Mm-hmm. And right. No one's nailed it. Yeah, you should have went with your with that gut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, so nobody wins. That means we're going to have to converse our way out of it. Chris, do you want to try one on for size, or do you want to just dump out?
Well, I only got one.
Oh, well, there you go.
One left, and it's Bless the Night.
Yes.
There we go.
No, because you know what? You couldn't just fucking go out. You had to add one more two.
Make it a little bit more difficult.
Right.
All right. So, just for funsies, let me dump out. I've got Nonstop Rock and Roll. And my only other one was Out of the Dark. Mm. So, as mentioned, we only got two through unanimously, which were Do You Want to Taste It? And Gonna Get You Someday. And at this point, Do You Want to Taste It? Is the number one. Like, before we even finish this out, right? Like, nothing tops that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, let's not play games.
Let's, you know, there's no need to. Let's right. just go we, ahead and lock that in.
We've got some serious right discussion to yeah. do here.
All right, so let's look at the conversation here. We got 15. This is what I was saying. We did pretty good. Like it. We had a lot of like desert ones, like misses, but we got a lot in here. So 15 that we need to trim down to 8.
How about this? Before we start getting into the 15, is there anything anybody has in their twos that they're willing to give up off the bat?
It's a good question.
That way we can maybe move on and not spend 8 hours trying to knock this down to 8.
Well, I can go the other way because I see you guys had Chasing Rainbows. I remember Chasing Rainbows being a super duper late cut for me. So I'm a-okay with putting that one through.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was going to be, is there one that sticks out that you want to keep? I was going to say most definitely Chasing Rainbows is one.
So we got that.
Okay.
I don't know if there's one that I'm willing to lay down on. I mean, I guess
I'd be willing to let go the best song in the world. Cause honestly, the real reason I kept it is cause it's called the best song in the world.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Was that okay? Yeah, and
Justin was the other one on that one. So
yeah,
okay. And I got no problem getting rid of Daredevil Heat.
All right. So that makes it a little bit easier, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, a R&R girl like you, wrong can feel so right, ghosting you. OMG, wish I had a gun. Hard to be a rock and roller. Man in the Moon. I don't think this one got through. I don't remember anybody saying Northbound. I think I might have accidentally.
No.
Yeah.
No.
High and Dry, Forevermore. Dirty Little Secret, Try My Body On, and Bless the Night. Let me get Northbound out of there.
Can I suggest getting rid of Dirty Little Secret? Because every time I see that title, all I keep thinking is, my dirty little secret. Right. And I'm scared that a good chunk of your listeners the emo type.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that age group. And I can't even remember how this song sounds because every time I see that title, that's what jumps in my head.
I think that's fair. I think it's unfair to the song, but I completely understand.
Yeah,
I didn't have it, so I'm fine with it going away.
Because mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember the song, and all I keep the minute I look at it, bam.
All right. So, is there one that you're kind of wishing we would have gotten through unanimously, Freda?
There's a couple, but I think Hard to Be a Rock and Roller would be the one that
I would
prefer got through.
Yeah, I mean I'm the odd man there, so
you don't have if it's got to go to discussion.
I don't think so. I honestly, but I don't, you know,
who didn't vote for it?
That it was me. So
okay.
Do we care about album representation?
I don't think so. No. I don't think not for this.
And in all honesty, the only one that, well, and we already got one from, I don't think we need anything else from the first, which we already laid down, best song in the world. So, let's see if there's anything else jumping out at you, Chris.
The other one that I really like that I would fight for was the an R&R girl like you, the My Sharona song.
I was a hold out on that, and I don't have a problem with it going through.
All right, let's do that then. That takes us up to five.
And how many does that get off the list?
All right, so let's see. That leaves us with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So that's three songs that we need to get rid of.
Yeah.
Or we need to agree upon.
So
I mean, five that we need to agree on. Go ahead.
Let me ask you, is it ghosting you versus OMG Wish I Had a Gun? Or do you think they can both live on this list?
I think they can both live, but I also think we can get rid of one. So if you guys say, you know, one or the other, I'm gonna choose OMG, I Wish I Had a Gun. I have them both. But yeah.
Yeah, I had them both too.
So then, Chris, which one?
Let's see. Let me listen to it. Quick. Or if you want to play it, Justin, if you've got it faster than me. So let's see.
That's a little low.
Let's see, Ghost. Oh, there it is.
The music can't decide it's...
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it.
What about OMG?
Yeah.
I wish I had a gun.
That's what I'm listening to. I like it.
Okay.
Good bass, good drums. Makes mm-hmm. me happy. I'm a rhythm section guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, drop Ghosting You and keep OMG. Okay.
So... That's two for the price of one.
Yeah. And out. Oops. You also have to remember, like, comparatively, like this might be kind of similar to Blood Rock, but with Blood Rock, none of us were interested. At least all of us kind of love what the band did.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, that's why I'm not worried about album representation.
Yeah,
is because if you like this list, a lot of it, the entire discography, you know, is in that similar vein.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like, if you listen to this top 10 list and you really enjoy it, you're going to go seek out all of the albums.
All right. So let me ask this question, because it's been on my mind since we axed Dirty Little Secret. It doesn't do the same thing, but I wonder if Man in the Moon is going to kind of do the same thing to people. They see that name and are going to automatically think R.E.M.
Think R.E.M.
I don't think so. Plus, while I don't care about representation of albums, that would be the only ballad so far.
Do we have any other alive? Because if we don't have any other ballads, then that one kind of has to go in at this point.
We don't have any of my ballads except for that one.
Silver Lining is also a ballady.
Oh no! Okay, I have that. But
that's ballady. What happened.
What?
When I put in Silver Lining, I put it on the wrong line.
Well, then leave it off. If it's already off, leave it off. That was fate telling you, Man on the Moon needs to go through.
Is it off? Because I've had it as two. Silver Lining.
I mean, I didn't have it, but like I think I just clicked on the wrong.
Just because you didn't want it even being represented. That's fine.
All right. So. Again. So, I mean, is that the question then? Silver Lining versus Man in the Moon? So we get a ballad in there?
Yeah, sure.
I had them both, so I don't care.
I had Man in the Moon. I didn't have Silver Lining.
Which means that Chris had Silver Lining and didn't have Man.
Yeah,
right.
Correct. I don't know. I like them both. Obviously, I prefer Silver Lining because it made my list, but...
Well, I mean, I think we can have them both because Silver Lining was ballad-y, not a ballad. Man on the Moon was, to me, a pure ballad.
Hmm.
All right, well, let's do that then. Let's just take them both. Let's save ourselves some heartache here.
Mm-hmm.
Silver Lining. So does that take us up to 8?
No, 7.
Oh, 7.
And then Man on the Moon takes us to 8.
Right. So we got 2 left. Two spots.
And how many
left.
Songs do we have left?
1, 2, 3, 5. At this point, I feel like Try My Body On must be out because we haven't even revisited it at all.
That's fine.
Sure.
You guys had, at this point, I think I want to kind of put in for Wrong Can Feel So Right since it's still hanging in there.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I really liked that one too.
Yep. And Wrong Can Feel Right. And then what? The only 2 that I have left is Forevermore. So if you guys go with it, that'll take us to 10. If you don't, then you know.
No, I'm with it. Let's do that. Let's grab.
Yeah, sure.
Wrong Can Feel So Right and Forevermore round us out.
What were the ones who didn't make the cut?
All right, so then that leaves...
Oh, yeah, Forevermore. I really liked that. So.
High and Dry and Blessed Night, which I think that's the right call. So
High and Dry and what?
And Blessed the Night.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys would have been arguing that one out.
Do You Want to Taste It? Gonna Get You Someday, Chasing Rainbows, Hard to Be a Rock and Roller, an R&R Girl Like You, OMG, Wish I Had a Gun, Man in the Moon, Silver Lining, Wrong Can Feel So Right, Forevermore, and we already made our decision because you can't do anything but do you want to taste it? So let's get that going here. And let's let it get a moment in the sun.
Make a move extreme. Shortcut to your dream. A blow straight through the stars on a flying thing.
I love it. I love it. I love this song.
Love
it. And again, if you already loved this song, you will like this band. Like at the very minimum, you will like this band. It's it's worth your time. It's you're not gonna give up an afternoon to listen to the entire discography. You know, it's it is a lot of fun, even though maybe this episode kind of felt belabored because of all the misses.
But you know what? The thing is too, having been now on this side. Right, because I'm never on this side. This would make me actually not care so much about the misses.
Yeah.
I would listen to the top 10, and if I enjoy it, I would want to do the deep dive anyway. If anything, I might go to back to the episode, and you know, get some songs that might have been discussed or you know, hear people go, oh, that was a late cut for me, and
yeah, the pain.
Right.
Hear
right.
The pain.
Yeah, listen to the pain in the voice.
And if you want to hear if you want to hear Fredo pontificate on that some more, patreon.com/ohhijustin. This after the fact could be interesting. Sienna's gonna come up. Fredo truly playing Deprogrammed for the first time is gonna is happening. So patreon.com, that'll go right to the Patreon immediately after recording. You also get Deprogrammed before the rest of the world. Sometimes you get an Oh Hi Justin. You get some you know, different levels of our Discord channel, the Legion of Stupid Discord channel, which you can find by going to legionofstupid.com. you can click on the Discord button and it'll take you to our Discord, and you can join that way if you do not want to pledge $1 a month to me. Understandable. I get it. It's okay. Money is tight for everybody, man. So if you ain't got the buck, I understand. Come play in our Discord. It's a lot of fun. Also, if you're there at legionofstupid.com, you can listen to the show. You want to listen to Fredo episodes, you click his name. It'll take you to Fredo episodes. You want to listen to Chris episodes, you click his name. Take you to his episodes. You want to listen to me, I'm on all of them, baby. You got no choice. So I hope you do want to listen to me, because that makes it a lot easier. We're on all podcast platforms. You can subscribe, rate, comment. I would appreciate that. I always ask on every episode on Spotify, what do you consider essential, you know, whatever band we're talking about. So you can throw in your list there if you want. You can argue our list there if you want. The only thing I ask is, if you would like to do that, please give us a 5-star review. We would appreciate that. And you can give us 5-star review on Apple Podcasts as well. And as I mentioned, subscribing on all platforms, greatly appreciated. And I think that covers all the bases. So wigwam, wigwam, learn 'em and love 'em, people. We'll see you next week. Bye. We'll